For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is calling lawmakers back to Jefferson City today for a special session geared toward helping the state land a major manufacturing plant. As Tim Lloyd tells us, the governor is pushing for up to $150 million a year in tax credits and incentives for a chance to build Boeing's new 777X passenger plane.
Nixon wants to put together the tax and economic incentives by expanding four existing programs. Republican State Senator John Lamping says the opportunity is huge, but he wants to see the details.
There's a lot of work to be done just to come up to speed to understand what it is that the governor's proposing.
And Lamping says he does not want to add to the overall dollar amount of tax credits offered by the state. So he says that could mean cuts to other incentives that encourage restoring historic buildings and constructing low-income housing. Lawmakers will have to work fast, and they face plenty of competition. Boeing wants proposals by December 10th, and several other states are in the running. In St. Louis, I'm Tim Lloyd.
The number of people on food stamps declined after Missouri ended most face-to-face contact between social services caseworkers and people seeking public assistance. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that state officials say centralized processing and a new software system will make the application process more efficient. But social services advocates say the new process is making it harder to sign up and easier to get thrown off the rolls. The process has food stamp applicants drop off their paperwork at a family support office and wait for a telephone call from a caseworker. But advocates say missed calls and other issues are leading to a denial of benefits when a 30-day deadline hits. Food stamp rolls have shrunk 3.3% since the changes began in July. A newly opened railroad bridge east of Missouri's capital city is clearing the last major bottleneck for trains traveling between St. Louis and Jefferson City. Officials expect the 1,200-foot-long Osage River Rail Bridge to improve on-time performance for Amtrak passenger trains and Union Pacific freight trains. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports that there are about 60 freight trains and 4 passenger trains crossing the stretch in Osage City each day between Kansas City and St. Louis. Building the bridge cost $28 million. Most of that money came from grants through the federal stimulus package, with about $6 million coming from Union Pacific. The University of Missouri has pushed back a 2-week maintenance project on its research reactor because of a disruption in the supply of radioactive isotopes used to detect and treat some medical conditions. The maintenance was scheduled for this month, but MU Research Reactor Director Ralph Butler says it's been moved to January. Recently, some of the international reactors that supply key isotopes have experienced unplanned shutdowns. The University of Missouri reactor also provides isotopes for medical applications, and pushing back its maintenance project ensures their supply while international reactors return to full operation. Butler says the school takes its role of meeting patient needs very seriously. A recent Missouri Department of Transportation study estimates that the annual economic output of the state's airport system is about $11 billion. The study examined the 9 commercial and 99 public-use airports that the agency supports. Combined, the airports contribute more than 100,000 jobs with a payroll of $3.1 billion. The study found that the economic contribution of Missouri airports grew 17% in the past decade despite the economic recession. The growth was fueled largely by an increase in business activity. The Columbia City Council is considering changing the definition of family in zoning ordinances to include domestic partners. The council will vote on the measure at tonight's meeting. The current zoning ordinance defines a family as an individual or a married couple and their children and no more than 2 other persons related to the individual. No more than 3 unrelated people are allowed to live in single-family homes. Because of that definition, domestic partners were considered unrelated people, which is what a proposed resolution would change. Real estate agent Doug Wheeler says realtors have had trouble working with domestic partners on housing matters because of the definition of family. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the legislation is on the council's consent agenda. The council approves bills on the consent agenda without hearing comments from council or community members. City leaders said they expect the measure to pass easily. 5 Missouri universities are working together to offer students a broader agriculture education. Until now, there was no way for a Missouri State University student to take a class about cotton farming from Southeast Missouri State, and a Southeast student could not take an agricultural finance class from Missouri State. But starting this fall, some specialty classes will be offered through a combination of online instruction and two-way video feeds. Students even might make the occasional weekend trip to the campus teaching the course for some hands-on instruction. Besides Southeast and Missouri State, the other participating universities are Truman State University, the University of Central Missouri, and Northwest Missouri State University. Funding is coming from a $570,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Last Friday was Black Friday, the biggest retail day of the year. But many large retailers were open the day before, on Thanksgiving. One Missouri lawmaker wants to limit that. Marshall Griffin tells us that Representative Jeff Rorta plans to file legislation that would make it illegal for most retail stores in Missouri to be open for business on Thanksgiving.
Rorta, a Democrat from Jefferson County, filed the so-called Thanksgiving Family Protection Act during this year's regular session, but it went nowhere, not even getting a hearing. He says he's trying again regardless.
Some folks have said government ought to stay out of this. Government's the one that makes these holidays state holidays and national holidays. You know, if we're going to make them state holidays and national holidays, we've got to do something to preserve them for that purpose.
Last year's bill would have exempted pharmacies and gas stations from having to close on Thanksgiving Day, but not grocery stores. Rorta says he plans to include grocers in the exemption this time around. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Retail chains in Missouri that also sell groceries, such as Walmart, might qualify for exemption from the proposed Thanksgiving Day shopping ban, depending on what percent of total sales falls into the category of groceries. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.